Blog Talk Radio.
Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and always it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If you are a first-time listener to our show, welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. If you are a follower of Issues Concerning Women, thank you so very, very much. We truly, truly appreciate you, and we are thrilled that you have continued to hang out with us since 2008. I am excited about the show tonight, as I am for every show. I just got in from a financial workshop that took place in the city of Virginia Beach. It was awesome. We gathered some fantastic information, and the workshop was hosted by the City of Virginia Beach and Bank On. Now, what this program is all about in a nutshell is that Bank On, the City of Virginia Beach, and a whole lot of financial advisors have come together to put together an initiative which is being sponsored by Mayor Sessions of Virginia Beach. This program is geared towards 500 families in the Virginia Beach area to work on their finances, to change their lives, to develop a budget, to do some things different in their lives. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about that, but I just was so excited because I just got in and I wanted to get on tonight and talk about that program going on. But, of course, we have other things that we have to talk about as well. So get your paper and pencils ready because there's going to be a few things that I'm going to give you tonight that you might want to write down, some things that are happening in the community that you might not be aware of that you might want to participate in. So the first thing is that we are excited about the new year, of course, absolutely thrilled that it's 2014. We're not looking in the past. We're moving forward. We lived the dream in 2013, but we want to continue to build on it in 2014. We have our firm foundation now. We are strong and strong in number, strong in the way that we're thinking about our minds, bodies, souls, and our spirits. We are having good thoughts in the beginning of the year. We want to make some changes, and we're going through some transitions. And it doesn't matter who you are. That is almost everybody that you meet. When we look at our lives, we have to totally take control of our lives day by day. And that was the song that you were listening to. It's by Najee, and it's instrumental, and it's Day by Day. We take it one day at a time. We know that if we continue on the path that we're on, some fabulous things are going to happen this year for us, but we have to take action to make these things come to fruition. So I'm truly, truly excited. One of the things I wanted to share with you tonight, a lot of people are going back to school and this semester. Some people are thinking about going back to school. I shared some information with a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Poetic Justice, and anybody that follows me on Facebook, she's my Facebook friend. This young lady has 3 master's degrees. She writes plays. She loves photography. And she's continuing to build on everything that she loves about life. She loves to cook. She's a traveler. She is moving in the right direction. She has found things that make her happy, and she goes for it. She was on Facebook the other day, and she was mentioning that she was taking a class at the university, a music class at the University of Berkeley. And I shared with her that I'm also taking a class with the same university, but I'm taking a songwriter's class. It is free to anyone who wants to take the class. So if you want more information, you can contact me, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com on the website, or my email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. We have to look at who we are, where we want to go, and what we want to do. I know that we are busy. I know that our lives change daily. But if we have the energy to put forth the effort for things that give us no reward at the end, why don't we take that same energy, put forth the effort to do something that's a win-win situation for us? When we're talking about a win-win situation, it has to be something that's good for our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Not only that, but also good for our family, good for those around us, good for, and when you look at it in that sense, I know it's a lot. But what I want you to do tonight, and anybody that follows me, you've heard this 1,000 times, it's the beginning of the year. Let's start looking at where we are today. We can't change yesterday. Tomorrow's not promised to us. But today, January 16th, 2014, we can make some changes in our lives starting today. And one way to do that is by getting your journals. Some of you have started journals and you put them away. Some of you have never started a journal, never wanted to. The reason why I am asking you to do this is because once you put your thoughts and your ideas down on paper, you begin to actually visualize what you want to do for the coming year. I know this doesn't sound exciting for some of us, but those who like to write have been doing journals all along. They write on the back of napkins. They write on matchbook pads, even if they have those anymore. Not sure, telling my age, of course. We write on anything that we can get our hands on, especially when an inspirational thought comes to us, or maybe we get a melody in our head, maybe we get some words coming to us. That has been happening to me for the past 3 years. And I've written 3 songs, but I'm not a songwriter. So when the class came available and I looked online, found it, I signed up for the class. I've taken other classes through the free courses, and I've already received a certificate of accomplishment for my creativity, innovation, and change class, which I'm very proud of. These classes are upper level, college level. So if you're not, if you don't think you're ready, that doesn't matter. You can take the class because it's not going to hurt anything. If you don't pass the class, they give you time to go back and do a refresher on the class, and to just bone up on your skills, because knowledge is power. And education is the way that we're going to move from where we are and move to higher levels of accomplishment. And we have to do that knowing that we have a goal in mind, that we set some short-term goals and some long-term goals. So primarily what my show is about tonight is just about where you are right now, and building on your foundation for 2014. We've lived a dream in 2013. We've kind of got some things together. We're moving forward. Maybe 2013 didn't turn out exactly the way that you wanted to, but that's okay. But now you have that firm foundation that you're going to build on in 2014. And I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to get a journal. You can start out with just notebook paper. Like we used to do in elementary school, we used to tie string through there. And I remember doing that so vividly, like it was yesterday. And I would write my little stories. I had a great imagination. and a lot of creativity, creating my little characters for my little books and my little plays that I would write. I've always done that, and maybe you're not the person that has always done that. Maybe this is something new for you. I have the awesome privilege every single day to meet some wonderful people here in Hampton Roads. Not only do I get to meet them, I get to talk to them, I get to be a part of their everyday lives, to actually I get to mentor and to coach the students that I work with every single day. And then on the plus side, which is like the icing on the cake for me, I get to share what I've learned throughout my workday with my business partners, with my colleagues, with people that I haven't even met, by the Blog Talk radio shows, getting on the airwaves, and I reach women all over the world, and not just women but men as well. So if you do nothing else or you hear nothing else, I am asking that you get a journal and you get started with paper and just begin to write down some things for short-term goals and then for long-term goals. Some of you are going through other things, and I don't know everybody's situation. I can't know. There's no way I can know. But what I can say to whoever's listening to this show, if you're going through something and you have not found a way out of your situation, maybe you need to start looking at where the problem may actually lie. Maybe you haven't forgiven yourself for something that has happened in the past. Think about that for a moment. If things aren't going totally the way that you thought that they should be going, and this is just the 16th day of the year, could it possibly be that you're holding on to some unforgiveness? And if you're doing that, then you need to let it go. And I know it's easier said than done, but I want you to just think about that tonight. Think about what you're holding on to and why. Think about why you're not able to move forward. And my thought for tonight for you to ponder is, forgiveness is a gift of high value and is common amongst the humble. If you're holding animosity towards someone, or you're beating yourself up for something that you've done and maybe you thought you shouldn't have done, or maybe you made some decisions that were not good, I want you to, your journal, your piece of paper, your matchbook cover, your table napkin, and I want you to forgive yourself. This is why I ask you to get pencil and paper so you can write this down. And make it simple. I forgive myself for .. So whatever it is, you're having difficulties in your relationship, difficulty at work, difficulty with identifying who you really are. And sometimes it's just one of our own issues that we're working on, and we just haven't admitted to ourselves that we definitely have a problem. I want you to start a journal, and if you don't have anything to write on it tonight, then you can go to the Dollar Tree or wherever you go to the little corner store and get you a notebook that's just for you. And if you can't do it tonight, then possibly you can do it tomorrow or over the weekend. And get in your quiet place and write down, I forgive myself. And whatever it is that you're holding so close to your heart that you're not able to move forward, that's holding you back, I want you to write that down. Because if you're not started on that firm foundation, then you're not going to be able to move into the new year with any kind of merit. I know that it's difficult at times to admit when we're wrong. I've done it myself. But if we humble ourselves and admit when we've done something wrong, then we can surely move on. I also wanted to just give you a few little pointers about people who are thinking about starting a business. If you are that person, That is fantastic. We are so very, very happy for you. But one of the things you need to do is to think about what kind of business you want to start, when you want to start it. Do you have funds for the business? Will you be able to sustain your, as you grow your business? Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that tonight, and I'll come back to that topic later on. But it kind of went hand in hand with what I was first talking about when I came on and talking about the financial workshops. Tonight, during the workshop, we actually got to go over some of the basic things that we need to do. If you're thinking about starting a business or you're looking for a new career, you need to know what your credit score is. Now, you need to write this down. If you don't know what your credit score is, you need to go to www.commacredit.com. And I'm going to look that up before I get off the show to make sure that I'm saying it right. But if you you find a website, and some of you may have already gone to it recently because it's the beginning of the year, this is the perfect time to find out what your credit score is so that you'll know how to proceed with working on your finances for the year. Get your free credit report so that you'll know what your credit score is. One of the reasons why you want to do that is because so many times, if you're looking to start a new business, you're going to have to deal with the banks, so you really want to know what your credit score is. Even if you don't need a loan, you still need to know. Also, if you're applying for certain documents like insurance policies and health policies, they may look up your credit score to see if you're credit worthy, and then that will also determine your monthly fees. And that's why sometimes we get charged higher fees, because we have very low credit scores. Think about is, what is important to you about your future? And in that same little journal, you can write down what it is that you want to do. Do you want to do some savings? Do you want to buy a new car? Are you planning to buy a home? And the reason why I'm giving you this information, I know you weren't, everybody can't go to the class. I understand that. But when I find out something, I always want to share it with other folks. Why? Because information and knowledge is power. So if you have information that you want to share with other folks, guess what happens? You share your information and they share it with somebody else, because somebody else may not have known what you just talked about. It is key for us to always remember that when we are given something, it's not always for us to keep. Yes, it's given to us first, but we must share it with others so that we'll be good stewards of the information that has been given to us. I know I'm talking a lot about finances, but we want you to always be empowered. And if I can come to you and bring you information to empower you, then that's what I'm going to do. The other thing that you need to do is, if you need help with your finances, is you need to find a financial coach or a mentor, someone that you can work with. If you don't have anybody in mind, you can send me an email. I'd be more than happy to work with you if I can, if that is what you so desire, or I can put you in the direction that you need to go to get some help with your finances. This depends on what situation you're in. Also, if you need help with a career, you're making a career change in 2014, we can help you with that as well. I do career counseling every single day. That's what I do. I am a counselor and a career advisor. So I have information that can help you to find that career, not just a job, but find a career. I can give you pointers on Just for Success, how to redo your resume, what it should look like, on your cover letter, all of those things that pertain to you finding that career and that dream position that you've always wanted. Again, it's up to you. Everything that I'm talking about tonight, is the things that I have passion about, the things that I work on, I always know that any time that I come on the air, it is an opportunity for me to share something fantastic with you, and that's what I love to do. So I've given you a couple of things to think about tonight. I hope that you will take them to heart, get your credit score, and there's free credit score. You can get that. You don't have to pay for it. You can get it, and you'll know what your credit score is. The other thing that you want to do this coming year is to increase your knowledge about whatever it is that you're passionate about. We always say, you know, maybe some of you are thinking, you know, I want to start going to the gym. Okay, how do you get motivated to do that? You get motivated that way, the same way you do with anything else. You make a decision, you write it down, you set an appointment to go to the gym to see what the facility is like, you sign up, and you go. Same thing with your finances. You make a decision that you're going to get your finances in order, you write it down, you go look online for budgets and work shops that can help you. You contact financial coaches. You attend a workshop like we're attending here in Virginia Beach. And you start looking at your life different because you want to change your life. And this was one of the reasons why I really wanted to be a part of the Financial Empowerment Program here in Virginia Beach, because I knew that some lives would be changed. We had a fantastic group tonight, and I ask everyone to make a commitment. I know that it's a challenge for many families to get their financial budgets in order. But our instructor tonight said something that I thought was very profound. And she said, if you and your spouse or you and your family get on the same page as far as where your finances are concerned, you will be a much happier family. Agree with her, because most divorces happen because of money situations. So if you're going through a financial crisis at this particular time and you need help, please don't hesitate to send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that I can for you. I want you to challenge yourself to do something different in 2014. And I also want you to think about where you want to go and what you want to do. If you want to start that business, then do it. Start the business. Just like Nike says, just do it. You don't have to wait for a certain time. Sometimes we put our own barriers up, and it keeps us from moving forward. We want to wait till the kids are grown. Okay, your kids, if they're little, it's going to take 15, 20, you know, 25 years for your kids to grow up and leave home, and then you'll still be saying, I woulda, shoulda, coulda. But we can't change what we should have done or what we would have done. We can only do what we can do today. So on that note, I'm going to take a little break, and I'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We're back. It's just Concerning Women, the radio talk show. If you missed the first half of the show, that's okay. It is fine. We only have about 3 minutes and 56 seconds left. You can always go to the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ICW and listen to any of my broadcasts. Tonight, I wanted to give you a little-known history fact, what every American should know about women's history. And I've been reading this fantastic book, so I wanted to share something with you about education. This was what I've been reading about Prudence Crandall in 1833. Prudence Crandall opens a school for African-American girls. Prudence Crandall, a young Quaker from Canterbury, Connecticut, opened the Canterbury Female Boarding School for Young Ladies and Little Misses of Color in April 1833. Prudence never intended to become a champion of civil rights for young African-American girls and women seeking to acquire a teacher's education. The Canterbury Female Boarding School, opened by her originally in 1831, was nothing more controversial than a school for middle-class girls from well-to-do families in the Connecticut area. She enjoyed the support of the townspeople who considered themselves liberal advocates of equal education for both sexes. All that changed when Sarah Harris, the 17-year-old daughter of a respectable local African-American farmer, applied for admission to the school. Harris had already finished her primary education and wanted nothing more than to become a teacher and teach other African-American children. Reaction was swift, and parents threatened to immediately withdraw their daughters from the school if Harris was allowed to remain. The school's financial supporters were also quick to raise objections. A lesser person might have folded under the pressure, particularly since she was economically dependent on a thriving school, but Crandall did not. Although she was a Quaker and supported abolitionists in a general sort of way, she had never really been committed to the cause. Faced with the racism of her liberal neighbors, however, Crandall found her own thoughts and beliefs on the subject quickly crystallizing. She had made an opportunity to read a copy of William Lord Garrison's pro-abolition newspaper, The Liberator, and wrote to him, stating her intention of doing something worthwhile for African Americans, if possible. She also sought out well-to-do African-American families from Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts, soliciting them to support her cause. Garrison and others encouraged her and her plan to close the original school and reopen it as a school for, as she characterized them, young ladies and little misses of color. Garrison assured Crandall he would find appropriate students for her. This happened in April 1833. What a wonderful passage, and I hope that this encourages you to do something even when others think you shouldn't do it. Even when you're faced with adversity, you still are able to stand up for what you believe in. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. I hope you have enjoyed the show tonight. I will be back next Thursday night with another fabulous show. I hope you can attend. Please tell your friends and family about it. I am thrilled, as always, to be a part of your life, and thank you for tuning in. See you next week, and God bless.